Good morning, and welcome to the White Way radio broadcast of Mo'ili'ili Honganji Mission. Mo'ili'ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Resident Minister Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and the members of our temple invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.moililihonganji.org, you can find a map of our location and information about our temple and activities. This morning's program is sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Roy Abe in memory of parents, Shichiro and Kikue Abe. Our speaker is Reverend Shindo Nishiyama, Resident Minister of Jikoing Honganji. Good morning, Reverend Nishiyama.
Now, may I ask everyone to join me together in a moment meditation for opening aspiration. The Shakyamuni Buddha appeared in this world and expounded the teaching of the way to be awakened one, seeking to save the multitudes of the living beings by blessing them with this benefit that is true and sincere. I recite the name of wisdom and compassion, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu. Hi, good morning everyone. Thank you so much for listening to the Mo'ili'ili Honganji White Way program on this Sunday morning. And I really appreciate that for inviting me to share the Dharma or Sunday morning message throughout this White Way program. Today, I'd like to share with you about an article of the former Bishop of Buddhist Churches of America, Reverend Kodo Umezu. This article about his brother-in-law's funeral service in Japan in 2013. His brother-in-law was 60 years old, young. He was diagnosed with a stage 4 cancer. So he had time to write down his thought and feelings as his illness progressed. Bishop saw his last message was printed on the back of the service program. His message as follows. Dear my family and friends, I'd like to thank each and every one of you for attending my funeral service and being the very precious part of my life. I don't know how to express my feelings of appreciation to you for making my life so wonderful. I truly and fully enjoy my life because of you, everyone. Reflecting on my life, I can say that I was really fortunate and blessed throughout the life. However, what comes to mind are fond memories of my childhood experiences growing up in my hometown. I find that true happiness doesn't exist in spending money or materialistic life. It exists in the sense of watching a beautiful sunset with my old brother from the top of the tree while waiting for our hardworking parents in the rice field. That happiness is indescribable. Please, each and every one of you, live through your precious life realizing the happiness that you are already experiencing now. I would like to close my words of appreciation to you by asking to give some support and guidance to my family as you have to me. Thank you again for your presence today for my funeral service in Gassho. Unquote. Bishop Umezu's brother-in-law closed his life in joy and appreciation for his precious life and all blessings which sustain his life of 60 years. Buddhism emphasizes how we shall live in this unrepeatable life and how we close our life in joy without fears. We don't know why we are born. We don't know how we can answer the questions, such as, what is the purpose of our life? Or, what is the purpose for to be born into this human life? I understand some of you may say, yes, I was born in this human life to be rich or a successful life. However, it is called the goal of life, not purposes for being in this world. Buddhism teaches us that the reason why we are born is for living in joy and gratitude in the Buddha's wisdom. And according the name of Amida Buddha, Namo Amida Butsu is saying to each of us that we are not born alone, live alone, and die alone. When we are born, Amida Buddha welcomes each of us and live together all the time. And when time has come to me, Amida Buddha is only one who never abandoned me to embrace my life with his both hands. Nembutsu, Namo Amida Butsu, is a gift from the word of Amida Buddha to live together with you all the time and anywhere you go. We are born in this life, which blessed by Amida's light and life of universal truth. We have to live our life until we close our eyes in respecting our precious life and unrepeatable life. Reverend Kodo Umezu's brother-in-law, in his last message, he said, I spend the wonderful time together with everyone. We are very fortunate to meet our family members and friends. And also, especially, we are very fortunate to meet our parents. My parents, both of them, they have already passed away almost over 15 years ago. But throughout the dissertation of the Nembutsu Namo Amida Butsu, I can meet my parents. I can listen the voiceless voice message from my parents. We are always in the oneness of Namo Amida Butsu. We all live together in the name Namo Amida Butsu. So, Jodo Shinshu Buddhism always emphasizes each of us to listen to the Dharma, enjoying the gratitude, and reciting the name Namo Amida Butsu to realize that we are not alone. We are not alone. When we close our eyes at last moment of our life, Namo Amida Butsu come to me and repeating to me, you are not alone. Shindo, you are already embraced by Amida Buddha's wisdom and compassion. Namo Amida Butsu. Thank you very much for listening today. I'm so glad to share my message with Reverend Kodo Umezu's the message about brother-in-law who passed away at the age of 60. Let us all live together in listening to the Dharma, enjoying the gratitude. Please take care of yourself, and I say mahalo and okage-sama de. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Thank you.
Thank you, Reverend Nishiyama, for your talk this morning. To listen to today's broadcast and Reverend Nishiyama's talk again, please visit our website at www.moiliilihonganji.org. Click on Buddhist Teachings to see a pull-down list, then scroll down to White Way Radio Broadcasts, which are arranged chronologically. Now for some announcements. Due to COVID-19-related restrictions, Sunday services at Moiliili is being held online until further notice. Tomorrow, Sunday, November 14th, you are invited to join us online on Zoom at 9 a.m. for Veterans Day service, as well as our monthly remembrance service. Visit our website at moiliilihongkanji.org for the link to the service. Our speaker will be Mr. Wes Henry. Tomorrow also, Sunday, November 14th, the BDK Yoshiaki Fujitani Interfaith Fall Program at Chaminade University of Honolulu will be holding its fall event online starting at 2 p.m. The topic is, Where is My Religion? How Does My Faith Support My Life? With a vibrant young panel from Buddhist, Catholic, and Jewish traditions who will be sharing their personal experiences of religion and life. Representing the Buddhist viewpoint will be Dwight Matsuo, co-chair of Young Enthusiastic Shinshu Seekers, or YES Camp, Devon Matsumoto, co-founder of the Young Buddhist Editorial, and Koki Acheson of Honpa Honganji Hawaii Betsuing, and the Young Buddhist Editorial webmaster. The following Sunday, November 21st, we will be holding our Eitaikyo service with speaker Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani. I hope that you will be able to join us at this service, which will be online on Zoom and start at 9 a.m. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsors, Mr. and Mrs. Roy Abe, and our guest speaker, Reverend Shindo Nishiyama. My name is Susan Morishige, and I have been your announcer technician this morning. Thank you for listening this morning. Please join us again next week on The White Way, when our speaker should be Reverend Daido Baba. Namo Amida Butsu.